As Egyptians await the results of their first truly open presidential election, fault lines between Islamists and old guard secularists appear to cut across the nation. In the village of Kafr Kandil, south of Cairo, the choice plays well with the largely conservative rural vote. Some seek stability in religion, others in past performance. Many of the latter look to veteran diplomat Amr Moussa, who, along with former Air Force Chief Ahmed Shafiq, promises a return to pre-uprising law and order, minus the corruption. Shadia Ewis hopes Moussa wins.
Because he's a respectable man, and he could be the one who could control the country, and also not play games like Hosni Mubarak.
Her friend Magda Hassan agrees.
We want him to reform the country, to make good things for us, not to be like in the past when everything was exploited.
Getting a fair shake from the government is a key concern of Islamist candidate supporters, too. Farmer Ali Hassan Abdul Baki believes the best man for the job is the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi.
There's unfinished business, prosperity, employment. There are a lot of people without work. The person who will be in charge, with God's help, will look after the poor.
Abdul Baki says he and his friends are split between Morsi and independent Islamist Abdul Munim Abu Fatua, adding he'd be happy if either won. But some fear the Islamist candidates might not get a chance, that the ruling military council could throw the vote against them. Blacksmith Suleiman Ibrahim Suleiman says that so far the process has gone well, and there's no reason to doubt the outcome, even if some inevitably will.
What we saw with parliamentary elections shows it will be fine. But whoever fails will say it's forged, and whoever wins will be happy. So in both cases, one side will complain. That's certain.
Suleiman, confidence his vote will matter, is the most inspiring part of this election. As for the revolution that brought it about, it too has instilled a sense of empowerment, including in the conservative countryside. Abdul Baki says he'll use that newfound power, even if his candidate, Morsi, wins.
If we know he does a good job, fine. He'll be good enough for us. But if he gets twisted, like the others, then, God willing, we'll stage an action. We'll change him and bring another one. It's not a problem.
Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Kafr Kandil.